To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's to answer your lawn and garden questions this morning. The number to call, 869-1330. That's area code 316. Again, 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page today as well. Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Hey, here we are kicking off fall in Kansas with a pretty big day for Stutzman's. You got your fall festival going on, right?
We do. It's a fun event going on at all of the different locations. So, we have some things that we do at every location. We've got, pansies, great fall plant. We do a full flat pansy sale right now. So 18 of the 4.5-inch pots you can mix and match. It's a $20 flat. So that's a great deal at all the locations. And then we also have free mini pumpkins or gourds for all the kids at all of the locations. So that's going on everywhere. And then depending on which location you stop by, you'll find different fun events going on at different locations. So good time to go out and check. And I'll tell you what, we could not be more stocked on mums and pumpkins and straw and corn shocks and all of those things to get that fall decorating going.
Yeah, you guys have a huge selection of fall decor all on display there at the Fall Festival going on today. Beautiful weather for it as well. Now, I saw an article on your website about keeping our pumpkins beautiful this time of the year, which, of course, is very important. Now, what are some of those steps to do that, Jason?
You know, there are a few things we can do. Naturally and, historically, they were stored and kept for use during the fall and winter. So, naturally, they want to hang on and last. But there are some things we can do with them. One of them, when you first get it, either an ounce of bleach in a gallon of water and dunk them in there, or if you have some of those sanitizing wipes, you can wipe them down really good. What that does is, these are all grown locally. They're all field grown. And so, any bits of dirt may have a little bit of fungus material in it, things like that on it. And that good wipe down and kind of sanitizing that outside will remove all of those and really extend how long that rind stays good. Because that's the key to it, is we don't want any gouges or bad spots on that rind that move on into that flesh. So doing that when you get them will help a lot. Other things, we're still going to be pretty warm this next week. If you can display them or set them in a spot that gets some shade when we're really hot, that will really help them last a little longer too. And that's less of a problem as we get cooler, but while we're still up in the 80s, maybe setting them out in the full sun all day isn't the best for longevity.
I love we're talking about pumpkins, Jason, because that means we're not too far away from pumpkin pie season, right?
Yeah, I love some pumpkin pie, and you can make that out of a lot of the different pumpkins, but there's actually a certain pie pumpkin that we sell. They're a smaller, round, look like a small jack-o'-lantern type pumpkin, but have a really thick wall to them and naturally have a little smoother texture to the meat, and then they have a higher sugar level. So if you're doing baking, whether it's pies or cookies or breads, those pie pumpkins are the best for that kind of thing.
Oh, good to know. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden, you can call 316-869-1330. You can also send that question to the KNSS Facebook page. That's what Danielle has done. And she says, should I avoid cutting off yellow leaves on her tomato plants?
You know, this time of year, anything that looks bad like that can be removed. You know, during the growing season, if you're getting some of those yellow leaves, it is best to just follow it back kind of to the stem and just snip that off. You know, sometimes we get conditions that are too wet that'll cause some of that. Other times maybe we have a insect or a disease problem that's causing that. But especially if they're lower on the plant, I would just go ahead and remove those. You know, with tomatoes, being that we're going to be October next week, we're not really too concerned about any new fruit setting on, but we would like the plant to hang around and let as many as are on it ripen right now. And so, you know, keeping some of that cleaned up, sure, that will certainly help.
All right, Danielle, thank you so much for your question this morning. If you have one about your lawn or garden, you can send it like Danielle did to our KNSS Facebook page. And you can also call 316-869-1330. While we're talking about plants, Jason, I know that it's good to divide perennials during the fall season. Why is that?
You know, the same reason, it's usually a good time to think about planting a lot of things. We have nice warm soils from summer, so roots are able to be active. And so when we're planting something, we're able to get some root development, get them established. But the daytime temperature, you know, even if it gets up to 80 some, we're starting pretty nice and cool, so it's not too stressful on the plant, and a lot of things are beginning to kind of shut down and go a little bit dormant, so they're not going to try to put a whole lot of top growth on when we plant them. So, you know, whether it's some daylilies or a peony or an iris, something like that that gets pretty thick over time, digging that up right now and splitting it into a few different chunks and either replanting some in a different spot or sharing with a friend. Great time to do that. You'll get a good response. And, you know, if you don't split it down too small, if you leave some nice big chunks, doing it in the fall, it has time for those roots and things to establish, and you'll be able to start in the spring more like an existing plant as far as blooming and all of that goes, as opposed to, you know, a new small plant in the spring that has to root out and get established before it can do a whole lot.
All right, let's shift gears here and talk about watering, because recently, as our Wichita listeners know, the city has implemented a three-day outdoor watering schedule between 6 p.m. and 10 a.m. based on even an odd number of addresses. So maybe what are some tips, Jason, for getting the most out of our watering schedule?
You know, and that in almost all cases is going to be perfect. I mean, that's pretty much what I recommend. I mean, there's a few exceptions. If you're doing some seed, you know, you might have to do a few minutes of watering to keep that soil wet, maybe on the off day a little bit. But in general, for our established lawns and landscape, a good thorough watering, you know, every other day, even in the heat of summer, will turn the times up maybe a little bit longer when it's that hot. But that's really how you build a healthier turf, a healthier root system. If we're constantly just watering that top inch or so, the roots develop where the water is. And so you get this root system that is very dependent on that top little bit being wet, where if maybe every other day, every third day, however long we can go, we water a little bit longer and let that soak in a little bit deeper, the root's going to follow that water. And so when that surface gets a little bit dry, you're not instantly seeing that drought stress that, oh, I didn't water today. It's, you know, it's building up a little deeper. And that's going to be a healthier, more disease-resistant, tougher lawn anyway. So, you know, as far as established lawns go, I think, one, it'll save some water, watering every other day. But two, I think most people are going to end up with a healthier, nicer-looking lawn doing that as well.
And, you know, when we're setting up our watering schedule with our sprinkler system, how long do you think we should go each cycle when it comes to watering?
You know, a little bit depends on, there's so many different types of sprinklers, you know, from pop-ups to, you know, the ones that reciprocate back and forth. And, you know, there's a lot of different types. So what I would do to get you the best idea, when you're getting ready to water, put a low, straight-sided can or something, you know, a tuna can, cat food can, something low like that, and kind of nestle it down into the grass so it's tops about even with your turf. Run your sprinklers and see exactly how much water we got in there. A good, you know, fescue lawn needs about an inch of water or so a week. And so, you know, if I'm going to water two or three times this week, I need to see, you know, a third to a half an inch in that thing. And then, you know, you'll see how long it takes. I wish I could give an exact amount, but where we have so many different types of sprinklers, and it's not going to change once you figure that out. I mean, they're going to continue to always put out that same amount. But doing that and figuring out, you know, exactly how much water you're putting on, we'll make sure you're getting enough water to it and, you know, not wasting water. We don't want runoff into the street and things like that. But find out how much you're actually putting on and then, you know, kind of adjust seasonally to that.
You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden, you can call Jason at 316-869-1330. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page. That's what Nicole has done, and her question is, which soil is best for top dressing?
You know, for top dressing and need to, you know, maybe we've got a low spot or, you know, we've got some really heavy soil or some sandy soil, we really want to use a nice, richer, a little bit more organic matter to it, either like a garden soil or a good topsoil to it. We want it to have a little bit of that dark color. That's usually a sign of the organic matter in the soil, and that's what we're usually lacking. I mean, if you think of sandy soil, it's that very light color, and clays, you know, you get different colors, you know, kind of bluish grays to kind of oranges, but you don't usually see that nice dark color. So, you know, top dressing with something like that is going to help actually build up the soil as well as, you know, fix if you've got some areas that need leveled or anything like that. You know, and that could be done in conjunction with, this is a great time to be aerating your lawn in the fall, and doing a top dressing like that, you'll actually be able to get some of that material down into those holes that aerator pulled up, so you can actually get something below the surface area when you're doing that.
All right, Nicole, thank you so much for your question this morning. Let's talk about some rodents here, Jason. Wondering, when it comes to squirrels and other rodents this time of the year, how do we protect our spring bulbs from having them dug up by these friends of ours?
You know, they can be a real nuisance and can cause some damage as well. Few things depending on, you know, how friendly your squirrels are. Sometimes simple things like a rodent like a Rapelzol, like a granular you can put in the area, will help deter them. I've also known some people that, you know, have a real problem with it, and they'll dig the hole and put their fall bulbs in and cover them back up and then put a little piece of chicken wire right on the surface over those bulbs and then put their last soil or mulch over so it's not exposed. But that stops them from digging through and getting down to those bulbs. And, you know, if you're having a problem, sometimes we have them get into the bird feeders and things like that. One thing that is kind of interesting, birds are not able to taste hot, spicy things like, you know, the cayenne peppers and all. So rodents like squirrels can taste that. And so some of those hot pepper sprays or some cayenne sprinkled over some of those areas will make that less of something they want to eat and can kind of help deter them that way as well. But yeah, they can be a real problem.
Absolutely. And they definitely can. You're listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Don't forget, if you have a question, 869-1330, area code 316-869-1330 is the number to call. You can also send that question to the KNSS Facebook page. Right now, we're going to get a Stutzman's update from Ben Miller.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. Join Stutzman's today for our fall festival as we celebrate the transition to fall. Use your imagination and our vast selection of miniature and traditional straw bales, miniature, funky, and traditional pumpkins, plus corn shocks to create your own fall look. Choose from gorgeous asters and vibrant mums starting at $4.99. Today, mix and match 18 pots and full flats of pansies for only $20, plus all kids will receive a miniature pumpkin. Your passion for gardening and fall decorating is our passion, so come see us, especially today. It's fall fun at Stutzman's Greenhouse Fall Festival at all our locations throughout central and western Kansas. You can find out more at stutzmans.com and on Facebook. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your time in the garden, on the porch, or patio as you transition to fall decorations. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy fall decorating.
And this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here as well to answer your questions. 316-869-1330 is that number. And you can also send that question today to the KNSS Facebook page. Jason, I saw an article on the Stutzman's Facebook page about the process of raising and caring for poinsettias, which are going to be here before we know it, time to get those poinsettias placed out. What are some of those steps to raise and care for those plants?
You know, we do grow quite a lot of them, but we also do get some people that like the challenge of regrowing their own from last year. And so, a few things we need to think about. And probably the number one thing to remember, and we're about a week or 10 days from that day, what tells poinsettias to have those top leaves change color and develop their flower? It is a long night period, or a short day, however you want to look at it. But once we get about to that first week of October, we need to make sure our poinsettia or a Christmas cactus would follow that same idea, that they're receiving the light that is happening outside. So, you know, if we've brought them in already, once it gets dark outside, we either need to have them in a room we don't turn the lights on, or we need to have a little box we set over them. And then in the morning when it's getting light, we need to take that off. They need light to produce their food and energy and grow, but it's that long night that's going to tell those things to bloom. And, like your poinsettia and Christmas cactus, you'd want to do that until either you start seeing the color on the poinsettia beginning to develop, or on Christmas cactus, once you see the little buds get kind of BB-sized or so, they've done that process and they won't go back, and you can stop doing that. But otherwise, you know, they need the nice light. They need occasional fertilizing, regular water, temperatures really that stay above 55. So, you know, if they're outside still and we have a night like that, it's not a big deal. But when we start regularly seeing, oh, we're going to be mid or low 50s, all of those things need to come inside and make sure that process keeps happening to get them to flower.
Yeah, the poinsettia just looks beautiful and really makes the holiday season when you see a bunch of them together, just a beautiful decor. So let's settle this debate here, Jason, while I've got you. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia? Yeah, we hear both.
You know, I don't know that there's a preferred ending to that word. It was named after a Dr. Poinsett. So, you know, I say poinsettia. Some people say poinsettia. I do not know which is the preferred one, but we all know what we're talking about.
That's right. Let's just say poinsettia for our purposes this morning on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Dan has sent a question. He's asking, he says, spider mites are taking over his indoor plants and he wants to know how to get rid of those.
And those can be a major problem on some of those indoor plants. The thing with spider mites, and you know, just like their name says, spider, they're not a true insect, a true bug. They're an arachnid. So, you know, we have to make sure any sort of spray or anything we're using is labeled for spider mites. I mean, you know, some things will kind of help control them, but not do a great job. So, you know, make sure we're getting a good miticide on them. If possible, you know, Bio-Advanced, we have the insect disease and mite control. It's a good spray. You'd probably want to take them outside, spray them, and then return them inside, not necessarily spray it inside, but that's a really good one for the mites. And then another one that we can do, you know, pretty regularly that works very well is horticultural oil. The one we have is called All Season. It's a real lightweight one, so you know, you can use it regardless of temperature, which is nice if we're using it outdoors. But the way the oils work, they physically kill the spider mite. They coat it and suffocate it. They also work on the eggs. That oil spray would coat that egg and not let oxygen in. And so it does a very good job. It only works where you contact it, though, so we have to do a good job spraying. We have to get the backsides of the leaves and all. But the other nice thing about that oil and why we can use it occasionally as needed, where it's physically killing a bug like that, you can't really build up a resistance to being physically killed like you can to a chemical. So there's really no chance of resistance developing with some of those oils and soaps as well. But something you need to keep on, I would do at least two applications, probably 5 to 7 days apart of whichever one we're doing. That way you hopefully get all the adults that are there. And if you miss some eggs and they hatch that second time, a lot of times can kind of break that cycle. But they are a tough one to control.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dan, thank you for your question this morning. We've just got about 5 minutes left in the show. Still some time to get your question in at 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. And let's talk about row covers here, Jason. What is the best way to use those for season extension?
Yeah, and we do get a lot of people that use those in the fall, and sometimes it's a warmer weather thing like a green bean, and we get that early frost, and we want to protect them so they finish up what they have. Row cover, it's a woven material. It's not a plastic. Plastic doesn't do a very good job of cold protection, but putting those over if we were to have a frost or some cold weather, lets that frost settle on that woven material, and then it'll hold the warmth underneath and keep those going. A lot of times we'll also use them, maybe not quite as big, but like some of our things like spinach and lettuce and some of those greens, if we're going to have some of those cold nights, if we pull that over, You know, with a little protection, you can be harvesting spinach, you know, possibly even into December, depending on the year. But there might be a few nights that it's going to be real cold, and just pulling that over will protect them like that. And, you know, once that temperature has passed, we'll just pull it back, and usually you can kind of roll wad it up to the side of the row and just leave it there. I usually put some soil on one side of it so it's anchored, but that way if I need it again, I can just pull it back out and over, and do a great job with extending that season and keeping a little frost off of some of those tender plants.
Let's stay in the garden. Which fall vegetables are cold hardy?
You know, the best ones are going to be your, you know, the coal crops, the cabbages, the broccolis, Brussels sprouts, things like that. A lot of times a little frost even kind of helps enhance the flavor of them. So, you know, they're one you usually don't have to worry too much about unless it's going to be, you know, low 20s kind of cold. Some of the other ones, you know, we talked about spinach, but your greens do, kale, lettuce, a lot of those really like this cool fall weather, and so they'll keep going pretty well. And then as far as starting something new, a lot of people, the best time I think to plant garlic is in the fall, and so do get people planting garlic, and it'll come up and it'll look like a little green onion sticking up through the winter time, but not growing a big top, but establishing a nice root system so that as soon as we do warm up in the spring, they're able to take off, and you usually get a much bigger garlic head and better production doing them in the fall. So that's another one that's going to be very cold hardy as well.
Just got a couple of minutes left. Maybe let's remind folks about your fall festival going on at your Stutzman's locations today.
Yeah, absolutely. Encourage everybody, stop out whatever Stutzman's is closest to you. We've got a great selection of mums coming into color, the asters. Then we have our full flat pansy sale going on right now. So $20, it's a mix and match flat of 4-inch pansies, so it'll be 18 of them. And that's another great cold, freeze hardy fall plant is that pansy. So you may want to take some of those. Of course, all of the pumpkin, straw, corn, gourds, all of those things you can imagine, and probably colors you didn't even know were a possibility. So check that out. And then specifically for Fall Festival, we've got I mentioned the pansy sale, but free mini pumpkins or gourds to all the kids that come out. And then a lot of different fun things going on at each location. They kind of have the ability to kind of add their own flair to the Fall Festival. So depending on where you stop out, you'll find different things going on, but should be a fun time on a great weekend to get out.
Yeah, the Fall Festival going on today at Stutzman's. Jason, before you go, how can somebody get a question to you about their lawn or garden during the week?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're out this weekend and notice something and have a question, best way to do that, send me an email. And my email is the word questions at stutzmans.com. If a picture will help, be sure to include it. Otherwise, hold on to that question, and we'll be back on next Saturday to do it again.
A lot of great info, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here this morning.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.